This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Lots of people use online gaming as a way to meet and stay in touch with friends. Because, let's be honest, making and keeping new friends as an adult can be tough. According to a 2018 survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation, 2 in 10 Americans report they often or always feel lonely. But where there's a will, there's often a business willing to find a way. Lisa Bonos covers relationships and dating for The Washington Post and recently reported on this burgeoning industry. Lisa, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So why is it so hard to make friends as an adult?
There are so many reasons. People's lives just get busier. You know, once you're out of college and you don't have that consistency of seeing people all the time in classes or activities, and everybody becomes busier with work and family obligations, it becomes harder to have like lasting relationships.
You point out in your article about this that there's a growing number of paid services that appeal to people who want to make friends.
Yeah, there's a whole like friendship making business out there. Dating apps have different modes in their apps specifically for making friends. Like Bumble has a BFF mode.
Best friend forever.
Yes. Even co-working spaces, sort of as they're hawking a desk, they're also trying to sell a sense of community. And there's a local matchmaker in Washington, D.C. who you can literally pay to set you up on friend dates.
This was interesting. This is a woman who works professionally as a romantic relationship matchmaker, and she's now expanding her business to setting up friendships.
That's correct. She was really finding that people were lonely and they wanted friends. And she's finding this among 20-somethings all the way up to 70s and 80s, like empty nesters whose kids have left home and also their friends have also left the area. This woman, Michelle Jacoby, charges $700 or upwards to set people up on friend dates. And so I went along as two women went on a ropes course for an afternoon. And I waited there as one of them was 30 minutes late to show up, which just kind of highlights the fact that you can set two people up that have a lot in common. But friendship is also built on consistency and showing up for one another, right? So that is maybe not a great first impression. They have hung out other times since then, and I think they are genuinely friends, but it takes time to solidify a bond like that.
So if apps are expanding into this business and individual matchmakers are working on this, there's clearly some sort of business opportunity that people see here. Any sense of what the market is for dropping $700 or whatever a monthly fee on an app is to make new friends?
It's hard to assess, you know. Michelle is working with people who have a lot of money to throw around for that, right? I think it does show that friendship is something that people value and would pay for help in that area. And it also kind of validates the fact that it's hard. You know, I also spoke to a woman who is a therapist who runs friendship-making workshops. And also she spoke to the fact that the skills that are involved in making new friends, we don't actually really teach that.
In a way, a lot of people do want to blame tech for their social woes, remote work, that it's a product of our digital economy. So should digital solutions like apps be part of the solution as well?
I think they can be. But, you know, what was so interesting is one woman that I spoke to out in California who did a lot of work to create new friendship circles. She did it the old fashioned way. She put up posters in her local coffee shop saying
that's the old fashioned way.
Well, she wasn't going online looking for friends, right? And she actually created this group where she planned different kinds of events, like not just a book club where everybody would have to be readers, but they did things like maybe they read a book together, but then another time they went shopping. And after about a year or so of planning these monthly events, she now has a group of friends in her hometown.
Lisa Bonos covers relationships for The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.